From the KTOO Newsroom in Juneau, I'm Jeremy Shea with this news. Juneau's Year of Kindness, an initiative that began last January, officially ended Sunday with a celebration at Thunder Mountain High School. It was Lieutenant Chris Sell's last day in uniform for the Juneau Police Department, and she couldn't think of a better way to go out.
I've actually turned in all of my gear except what I'm wearing, but yeah, it's my last Juneau thing, and I'm very torn with how I feel about that. I'm so happy that this was so successful and so sad that it's ending.
Sell, other volunteers, and community members were gathered to celebrate an idea that began as a dream to make Juneau a kinder place. The year may have come to an end, but the effort to make Juneau a kinder place will not. ROCK Juneau, a community organization that wants to improve the welfare of children and youth, plans to continue working in the community for the Year of Kindness for Kids in 2018. Alaska is starting the new year with a change in the way the state handles criminal bail. People charged with a crime will no longer have to pay money to get out of jail before their trial, the Juneau Empire reported. Starting now, the state will evaluate each individual under a point system that considers how likely they are to show up at court appearances or commit a new crime. Change means more people will be out of jail with supervision. It also means the state won't have to pay for jail time. The individuals who qualify will also be allowed to work. Change has been in the works for almost 2 years. Lawmakers passed the bill in 2016. Under the previous system, individuals could not be released from jail prior to their trial until they paid a bail amount set by a judge. Defendants from poorer areas were more likely to stay in jails, according to a 2015 study by the Pew Charitable Trust and the Alaska Judicial Council. The study also found that while white, Hispanic, and Asian defendants were more likely to be released before the trial than Black or Native defendants. The family of a 75-year-old woman who fell down an airport escalator in her motorized wheelchair and later died is suing Alaska Airlines. Bernice Kakona's family says Alaska Airlines promised she would be escorted from one gate to another at the airport in Portland, Oregon, in June. Family says two employees of Huntley USA Corporation, a contractor hired by Alaska, took Kakona off the plane and put her in a scooter wheelchair, but then abandoned her. An Alaska Airlines spokeswoman said Friday that Kakona declined help and went off on her own. Kakona became lost and fell down the escalator, hitting her head. She died of her injuries in September, according to the lawsuit filed this month in state court in Seattle. Huntley didn't respond immediately to requests for comment. A crowd of locals rang in the new year yesterday at the annual polar bear dip at Auk Rec. Participants strip down to swimwear and rush in and right back out of the frigid water. And quick look at weather. It's 39 degrees with light rain, fog, mist at Juneau International Airport. Forecast this afternoon, rain, high near 42.